This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation.
Crime, particularly violent crime, is a continuing problem in our state's cities and has spilled out into suburban and even rural areas. To get a grip on the problem, legislation has been introduced in Harrisburg that would provide assistance in setting up community crime stoppers programs. Valerie Gatos represents the 44th State Legislative District in western Allegheny County. She's one of the initiative's prime sponsors and joins us now to discuss the program. Valerie, before we get to the specifics of the legislation that you and Representative Craig Williams have introduced into the legislature, let's talk for a few minutes about the nature of the crime problem. We have had some, including in the presidential debate, the moderators suggested that crime wasn't as big a problem as what we see it. Talk a little bit about that. We still do have a very significant, serious crime problem in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Well, thank you, Loman, for having me on the show. And you're absolutely right. We do have a crime problem. And, of course, the devil's in the details. And when you look at the data and when you parse it, while there are some types of crime that have gone down, there are other types of offenses that have significantly increased. And where that data shows is that it's violent offenses, which have made up a larger proportion of all offenses than they did in previous years. Now, of course, there's been other things like vehicle thefts and fraud. Fraud is just up, you know, dramatically. But violent crime has taken an increase, and that's something that we take seriously, and we want to address that.
And how important is it that we offer just total support for our policing, not only in the city of Pittsburgh, which is nearby your district, but certainly the city of Philadelphia? We have seen the fact that we have fewer officers there being restricted in what they can do. Do you see it as necessary for those in the community to get out and support the police in trying to deal with these problems?
Absolutely. And what I want to say is that when we put together this package of bills, this stemmed from our policy committee going out to the communities, doing hearings over the summer, asking our communities, what do they need the most? And this is what the result is that they say, look, we need help doing neighborhood watch programs. And that comes from both the communities as well as the police. They need help because the idea of advancing and enhancing neighborhood watch programs, what it does is it helps the police because it deters and prevents crime before it happens. So let's focus on making sure that crime doesn't happen. And that's at least one first step to doing that.
Which does lead us to the bills that you and Representative Williams have introduced. And you talk about these crime watch programs. Tell us a bit about this proposed Community Crime Stoppers program. What is it and what would it do?
It provides training and assistance to communities that wish to have their own neighborhood watch programs. And the thing is that it ensures that they receive the proper training. And I want to stress that it makes sure that they receive the proper training because it does take assistance and cooperation and, of course, some money to do that to get the necessary support from law enforcement officials. They would be training volunteers on how to identify suspicious behavior. All equally important is to avoid a bias and make sure that there are a set of types and ways to report suspicious activity. So it's enabling the communities and empowering the communities to work more closely with their law enforcement agencies.
Let's talk a bit about the mechanics of how this would work here, Valerie. If you have a interested citizen or group of interested citizens, how will they be able to begin to access all these services?
This is where we are going to reach out to the communities, and it's up to them to set those up. So every single community is going to be very different in terms of how they are going to address this and what their needs are. But mainly it is to work through the communities to identify those individuals who will be willing to participate and then take it from there in terms of providing the proper training.
So all of this will start with community groups, and it'll give you more eyes and ears. Another problem that we have had here, Valerie, with the whole criminal justice system is once folks are arrested, we have had DAs, and not so much in Allegheny County, but certainly in Philadelphia, where the prosecutions just haven't been there. Can you speak a little bit to that?
And that goes to the idea that crime is going down. It's not necessarily going down. It's just that when we have a revolving door and We have DAs like those in Philadelphia, not so much in Pittsburgh. We're very fortunate that our DA, he is making sure that he is prosecuting and making sure that our streets are safe. So it's the revolving door that is, in many places, creating this lack of reporting, because people then are getting tired of reporting when all of a sudden the police, if they would arrest anybody, they just get sent right back out in the street. So some of that reduction in the reporting of crime or the lack of the data is because it's just not being reported.
Is the legislature also taking a look at the punishments that are meted out for these crimes?
That's going to be introduced in the next package of bills. The two bills that I am sponsoring, one is the Neighborhood Watch Program, but the second bill, which addresses that revolving door, is it really addresses those violent offenders. And in fact, I have to say that in my community, there was recently some crime that occurred, and it was just absolutely unbelievable. It was a case of torture that involved just really heinous crime over a wristwatch and some other perhaps drugs. And we're seeing that when there's a revolving door in the city, that is making it out to the suburb. So I want to make sure that we are addressing that, so that the second bill that I'm introducing will address those violent offenders. It'll establish what's called a rebuttable presumption against a bail for certain violent offenses. And what this means is that specific crimes, courts would be required to prioritize public safety while, of course, maintaining the due process of a person's constitutional rights, which is absolutely important. But what happens is that no matter what the reason that the person has, whether it's a bad background, you know, we start saying whether there's, you know, certain cases of mental illness. The fact is that public safety must be prioritized.
In terms of bail and letting people out, we have seen, and again, a lot of this most notorious in places like New York City, but we have seen it in Philadelphia and even in Pittsburgh and other smaller cities around Pennsylvania, Valerie. Somebody commits a crime, they're arrested by the police, and they're immediately put back out on the street in terms of having little or no bail. Is there any movement in the legislature to stiffen bail requirements so that we don't just release people back as soon as they are arrested?
And that's going to be part of this legislation, is to do just that. But we are looking at advancing that area. First of all, well, we already have laws that, you know, these people are supposed to be put in jail. And that's the thing, is we kind of want that our DAs have some discretion. I don't have a problem in that, with that. And that comes to electing the right DA that is going to make sure that they do keep public safety in mind. This revolving door is creating a problem for the police force, because they keep arresting the same people over and over and over again. And if you can imagine being in that position, putting your life on the line, dealing with people who have drugs or violent crimes, and then you arrest them, which is not necessarily an easy thing to do with some of these individuals, and then to find the very next day that they're right back out on the street. We have a problem if we don't provide them the support that they need to make sure that our streets are safe. Because think about this, if these violent criminals keep getting taken back on the street, can you imagine being a police officer, the frustration that, how do you wake up and come to work every day when you have your own judicial system undermining what you are trying to do as a police officer?
That would certainly make doing your job very difficult. Valerie, of course, when a perpetrator is committing a crime, they don't stop to check their victim's voter registration. They they perpetrate crimes against Republicans, Democrats, independents, people who aren't even registered at all. In terms of the legislature, of course, Democrats do have a one-seat majority. Crime affecting everybody. Are you seeing any support for these type of bills, this type of legislation from the other side of the aisle as well?
Yes, there is support. I think, as anything, it's. I think that in some degrees, putting some of these issues to vote, which again, the Democrats have a majority, when they put these issues to vote, it's almost like an admission that we do have a problem. And I see that there is some reticence to do that. For example, in Pittsburgh, we're not criminalizing drug use on the streets. That's got to be taken care of. I mean, we have to remove these people from the streets. And that also requires a lot of mental health support. So I think there's a lot of support to provide individuals with mental health assistance. And that's where I think we need to go, because a good proportion of these individuals who get involved in the revolving door and going back in the street, I think there's mental health issues there, and they are not being addressed. So I think that's something that I think we all can agree upon, is that the mental health crisis needs to be addressed. The opioid addiction, fentanyl needs to be addressed. These things are crises in our cities.
Certainly, mental health does go hand in hand with the problem, and you're correct. It is maybe one area where folks can agree and get along. We have been talking with Valerie Gatos. She is state representative representing the 44th Legislative District, that in western Allegheny County, suburban Pittsburgh, if you will. Valerie, if we have listeners who would like to learn more about your proposed Community Crime Stoppers program, is there a website or an email address where they can get a hold of you?
Sure. You can email me at vgatos. That's Valerie, so it's V as in Valerie, V-G-A-Y-D-O-S at pahousegop.com, or you can go to my website at repgatos.com. The other areas, by the way, that we are addressing, as I mentioned, is we're talking about theft and fraud. Cyber crimes are huge. They are up. I am the co-chair of the Cybersecurity Caucus. We're also involved with the Artificial Intelligence Caucus that we started, the task force, and those things go hand in hand. We really need to address the safety and security of our data systems, because that also is a window into our lives. So if you think like the Department of Health, Department of State, unemployment, there is a lot of human data that is in our departments. And so we are trying to make sure that that data is protected so that, yes, we reduce those opportunities of cyber crimes, which have also increased.
State Representative Valerie Gatos. Valerie, thank you for taking time to be with us.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Loma, for having me on the show.
This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the Community Forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.